It is Wellness Wednesday, and every Wednesday, Zell Hoffman, mindful chef, mindful guru, she is all of it in one, everything. She encompasses wellfulness and mindfulness. She joins me on a Zoom to talk about all things good for you, good for the environment, good for the world, and good for the soul. And today, it is the 1st of September, which means it is Spring Day. So, it is the day of the new beginnings. It's a new start to a new season. Zell Hoffman, happy spring day, my beautiful friend.
Hello, Danny Dearest. On this beautiful Wednesday, I want to say it. I feel the spring in the air, but I also feel a crisp chill in the air too. So I don't want to get everyone excited saying it's going to be a very nice, beautiful, hot day today. But it is, like you say, it's the 1st of September. And today we get to celebrate new beginnings maybe on an emotional level, maybe in a workspace, maybe in a personal space, maybe with some new goals. I mean, people, it is going to start getting warmer, so we might as well start getting a bit more active if we've been on the lazy side when it was a bit colder.
1,000,000,000%. But also, you did say last week that we mustn't be too excited for the first weekend of spring because there's always one more cold snap, and I think this is it, Giselle. I can definitely feel this crispiness in the air.
Well, I think we've been in this cold snap since last week, so I would just like it to blow over now so we can start celebrating a bit more sunshine, a bit more vitamin D, a bit of more, you know, being positive and outdoors and maybe entertaining a couple of close friends and family and just get all social.
Okay, so you are really good at creating rituals in your life. I know Sundays, you schedule everything and that's your self-care day and it's your result day. And I know that you do a lot of things with regards to self-care. You work out every day. But I wanted to know, with a day like today, the 1st of September, new season in front of us, new opportunities, new beginnings. I mean, there are blossoms on the trees. The birds are singing. Do you do anything specific on a day like today to set up the intention for the rest of the season?
Oh, pretty much, yes. But I've already done that last week because you don't want to think about it on the 1st. You want to start implementing it on the 1st, you know? Yes, Danny, I'm quite a perfectionist and I like structure. Structure and bearing in mind things do change. So I'm not all, you know, one of those that fear change. I do embrace change because that means we are growing. That means we are building character. That means we are improving on ourselves. And I love setting goals. And you know what? It's always personal goals. So for me, you know, comfortably walking 5 kilometers, to give you an example now, because the Spa Virtual Challenge, the women's race, is this coming Saturday. So over the last 2 months, you know, 5 kilometers was sort of my benchmark for me. To say, I need to be on the 4th of September, be able to walk comfortably 5 kilometers, because that's my contribution towards charity, towards myself, and also in celebration of what my body is capable of.
Yes.
But I, you know, I then thought I'll be a little bit cheeky and maybe say, but can I double up on that before the end of October? So I'm all for doubling. I'm all for 100% improvement. And I love pushing myself because you know what? If you are not forever pushing boundaries, you're never going to know what you are capable of.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, from a physical point of view, that is sort of my goal before the end of October. And I also think with new season comes new, you know, products available on the shelf, new recipe ideas. I mean, with spring comes, I mean, for instance, I'm just thinking on top of my head, cherry season is going to be soon. And like, I absolutely love cherries. I mean, it's one of my ultimate favorite fruits. So those are sort of the kind of things I'm looking forward to, as well as getting more outdoors, being more active outdoors, you know, spending quality time with people outdoors. Because remember, sunlight is good for you, all in moderation, of course. I mean, it doesn't help you burn yourself that you look like a chili pepper. But the idea is to just absorb beautiful vitamins and just always strive to look healthy and improve on yourself every day. And I've got a lot of little personal things that I've written down for myself. And yes, I always focus on improving myself because also if you don't focus on yourself, you tend to compare yourself to others. And that is a big mistake a lot of people make, is remember you can never be someone else. if you strive to be someone else, you're only going to be a copy of someone else, even if you copy that person 99%. So you might as well be 100% authentic yourself and be proud of it and celebrate that every single day. And if you don't, or if you haven't started doing that, I think the 1st of September is a phenomenal day to start celebrating you, the fact that you are here in the moment, you're present, so start making the most of it.
I am so ready for the 1st of September. Can I tell you, this week has been so busy for me that I didn't even remember that today was the 1st. And then when I woke up this morning, I went into the kitchen, started to make my coffee, and I went onto Instagram quickly, and I saw all the posts with all the flowers. And can I tell you, even just that little glimmer of flowers and hope on Instagram this morning gave me a new, I don't know, like a new feeling about this morning, because it's a really busy day. And I woke up feeling a little bit sad about this day. And when I was standing in the kitchen in my pajamas making coffee early this morning, I was like, you know what? It's going to be a great day because it's spring day. So even though no one's going to see me, and even though I've got a million meetings, I'm going to go outside and put some flowers in my hair, and I'm going to make something amazing for dinner. And I'm going to celebrate the day. So Izelle Hoffman, please help me. What can I make that's amazing to celebrate a spring day dinner?
You know what, Danny? I paged through my book, and we both know there's lots of beautiful-looking recipes in there. But remember also, with spring and the new season, we also want to start feeling happier and healthier and investing time in ourselves. And I can't help, I actually stopped at page 51. It's in the Motivation Monday chapter. And I thought the motivation angle was great for a Wednesday, especially because you forgot it was the 1st of September. Uh-huh. And it's the antipasti style hake fillet recipe that I've got in the book. I don't know. There's something about this recipe that really just talks to me. It makes me feel like happy. It makes me feel at home. It looks so impressive, yet it is so easy. I mean, if you can read instructions and you can chop up a few little your baby corns and a few gherkins, then you're already halfway there. And, you know, it's a hake recipe, so we're going to make use of deep water hake fillets. And if you have the frozen ones in your freezer, that can work. If you're going to go out and buy some, then that's perfect too. But you did say no one's going to see you today, so I'm going to assume you're all busy with recordings and things like that. So by default, I'm going to hope and assume you've got a box of frozen hake fillets in your freezer, Danny.
How did you know? Do you spy on me? I do, Izelle, and I've been looking at that box.
If you actually think about it, like a proudly South African freezer, let's just talk about that for a second. You usually at least have one packet of frozen peas. There must be a tub of ice cream somewhere there, you know, and a box of hake fillets. I mean, it's one of those standard things that majority of freezers just always have, and I'm sure in majority of other people, not Izelle approved, will have packets of bacon and everything else that goes with that too. But, you know, hake is just such a versatile ingredient, and there's actually so much that you can do with that. So, yeah, I'm going to challenge you then today to celebrate Spring Day and make this beautiful dinner for yourself, because, again, remember, you have to invest time in yourself, Danny, and that often happens or can happen in the kitchen if you make a bit of effort with your dinner, because you're going to enjoy it so much more. But, I mean, if we run through the ingredients, everything is anti-inflammatory. Majority of the stuff is alkalizing. I mean, it's all feel-good ingredients. And, I mean, September is, in fact, Heart Health Month.
Oh.
And for that reason, it's so important to consume you know, healthy ingredients, but also ingredients that's loaded with omegas, and nothing better than a good quality fish. I mean, my preferred one is always the I&J deep water hake fillets. And I have to say why I actually prefer this one is because it is sustainably caught. So if you're one of those people that is looking out for the ocean and the best, for the environment, then this is a product that you can really buy from a guilt-free perspective, because first of all, you're going to invest good quality ingredients in your own body, also knowing that there was no harm done to the ocean. And I think that's quite a big thing lately. I think with global warming and everything that's been happening globally from an environmental perspective, people, we need to catch a wake-up call and start that self-love. We need to start applying to Mother Earth as well, because I really do believe she deserves that. But I mean, we've got the hake, we've got some paprika, beautiful almond flour. I mean, we always say I sprinkle everything with love. And people, my form of love happens to be almond flour. And the reason for that is because almond's such a phenomenal alkalizer. And then some harissa powder or a pinch of chili flakes. Now, harissa is usually a mixed spice because often people ask me, where do you get harissa? Actually, from majority of retailer outlets, yeah. It's usually a mix between cayenne pepper, a little bit of turmeric, some chili, all the good anti-inflammatory stuff is in there. People, it's got a little bit of a bite, but all of the goodness that goes with that. Mm. We're going to, you know, chop up an onion. For this recipe, I did suggest go for a white one and not a purple. Otherwise, all the colors just becomes a little bit overpowering. I actually cannot believe I'm saying that a dish can be too colorful, but it's just you really want the focus to be on the sun-dried tomatoes and the vine tomatoes and the little pieces of baby corn that you're just going to break up in pieces or chop up into pieces. A few gherkins here and there. And, we can sprinkle that with some dried basil or oregano, and you finish it off with olives. Now, if you actually listen to all of the ingredients, doesn't make you think of the, you know, the ideal ingredients for a snack platter.
Yeah.
So pretty much I've taken your antipasti style platters, and that was the inspiration ingredient wise for this recipe.
I love an antipasti. And Izal, I'm just sitting thinking, I had too many tomatoes just before winter hit. And so I picked them all because, you know, I'm a bit of a gardener. I picked them all and I turned them into sun-dried. And so I have jars and jars and jars of sun-dried, and I've been kind of like over the normal sun-dried recipes. So this I'm excited for. This is happening today.
Well, I am going to be waiting for your recipe then, darling, on social media. You better tag me, and we want people also to give us our opinion of Danny's version of Izal's antipasti style hake fillets.
Dan, my friend, the only thing I don't have is almond flour. Can I substitute? I know you're going to say no.
Well, rather exclude than substitute, all depending on what you were planning to substitute it with.
Oh, I didn't know. That's why I was asking you.
Yeah, so maybe just exclude, then substitute, because if you're going to ruin my recipe, my beautiful anti-inflammatory recipe, by sprinkling normal flour with gluten over the beautiful fish, I'm going to be slightly upset.
I would never, ever in a million years put bacon in my freezer or sprinkle gluten crumbs on your fish.
Are you one of those people that run to your freezer if you know I'm on my way to come over for a cup of coffee, my friend? Because
no, you actually have friends like that.
When they know I'm coming for coffee, they start hiding ingredients. I'm like, people, I don't judge you based on what's in your freezer or what's in your fridge. They're like, oh, no, you do. And I'm like, no, I just think you can do better, you know. Every little bit of encouragement and motivation always helps. But yes, be that person that's going to invest time in her health today. And also, let's celebrate Heart Health Month this month by looking after our health, but also after our hearts. And remember, your heart is your pumping engine in your body. And without a happy, healthy heart, everything else is just not functioning the way it is supposed to.
Izal Hoffman, you do a lot of other things on socials. You work with a lot of cool brands. You cook everywhere. What are you up to the rest of this week and for the rest of spring? Any big things that we need to know about?
Oh, yes. So, of course, well, tomorrow I'm leaving for Knysna. It is the Simola Hill Climb this weekend, and it's usually quite a big event on the motoring calendar. The sad part is just no spectators this year, which means people will have to be on the lookout for, you know, on my social platforms, we'll be doing a lot of live feeds. On Instagram, it's Izal Hoffman or motoring.talk. And then, of course, on Facebook, you can also have a look on Ignition TVs. But I'll be wearing the beautiful colors of Motil this weekend, which is my favorite color, of course, red. Red and white and a little bit of black. And, yes, you can also have a look at some live feeds on their Facebook page and social feeds as well. But I just think it's one of those adrenaline-like rushing events. And it would be so sad to actually see it this year with no spectators. Actually, I don't know what to expect, very honest with you. Usually, it's quite a beautiful, from a business perspective, an injection into Knysna, because often, you know, 70,000 spectators that arrive for a weekend like this, where none of that's going to happen this year. So COVID does still, you know, have its ripple effects everywhere. And I also picked up a lot of people is becoming emotionally a little bit affected by that as well. I mean, if you speak to people, people nowadays, when you ask them, how are you doing? They say, okay. They don't say good or great or well. It's just okay. So, okay, meaning, you know, if you think about it, okay is like a 50-50 answer. It doesn't really give you an answer. It's just something to say to get the person off your back, I suppose. But people remember, I always do say the glass is half, and okay is 50-50, which gives you a half, a 50 in the middle as well. So choose to make your okay today a positive one, because remember, your glass is always half full. And every time you find yourself in a situation when you think you're saying okay because you feel your glass is half empty, immediately go and start count five blessings. You have five fingers, hopefully, on your right hand. If you have a happy, healthy hand and you haven't lost a finger along the way, count five blessings and automatically you're going to feel so much better.
I am ready. Izelle Huffman, I always love talking to you, especially on a spring day when you motivate and remind us that we need to be doing all of the things for our hearts for Heart Month. You can follow Izelle Huffman everywhere, at Izelle Huffman on Instagram and Twitter, Izelle Huffman Lifestyle Chef on Facebook. She's on TikTok, powered by Izelle, and her TikToks are great. They're going to inspire you to try harder when you make coffee, especially because Izelle's coffee looks beautiful.
Yes. It's so funny. People remember, if your coffee does not look like mine, I don't record the ugly ones. Just be good to yourself and just remember, on social media, you always see the good side of things, not necessarily, because when we record things, even Dani herself, she doesn't put the ugly selfies on, only the really good looking ones. So yep. Love yourself and stop comparing yourself to others, even if it's just comparing to my coffee, and have a happy, healthy, and a blessed week.
I love you, my friend. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.